it is a distinct entity. In the religious language it said, he is the breath of God. The soul is called the breath of God. And once it is breathed, it never dies. It is permanent. So if there is an individual soul which inhabits the body, but if the soul itself is not participating either in its own evolution of consciousness or in the evolution of nature in which it is inhabiting, then since it is a reality, after the death it continues to exist. Therefore it may reincarnate in another body, but since it has no purpose of evolving in nature, it may not necessarily enter into another body. It has no further purpose. If its purpose is not evolutionary, that's a word which is to be underlined. If its purpose is not evolutionary, its purpose may be very limited. Its purpose may be simply to be in the body and to take a decision to surrender to God or not to take a decision of this kind. If this is the only purpose, not an evolutionary purpose, but only this is the only purpose, then rebirth is not necessary at all. One body is given to you according to this theory. And during this lifetime you have to take a decision whether you accept Christ as your savior or Muhammad as a prophet of God and declare your allegiance to God. If you do so, that purpose is over. There is no evolutionary purpose. It is not that you are going to evolve new forms and higher levels of consciousness. If this is the only purpose, then a choice is given to you in this life, and you exercise the choice. Even at the point of death, you have a chance of taking a decision. And if you don't take a decision in favor of this alternative, then there may be another possibility for you, if you are favorable to God, you will go to heaven. So you will not come to another rebirth, but you will go to heaven. Or if your decision is unfavorable to God, then you will go to hell. And on the day of judgment, this decision will be taken by God. This is a kind of a logical conclusion that one can derive from this kind of a theory. If there is an individual soul which is inhabiting the body, but which has no evolutionary purpose in nature, then it may take rebirth because it's an individual soul, but there's no necessity for it to take rebirth. and its future existence will be either in heaven or hell, in this world or somewhere else, but not in this particular world which we know. So this is the fourth alternative.
They don't even perceive
a Brahman. No, only the decision is to be taken whether your allegiance is to God or not.
There's no perception.
There is no. You may have piety, you may have a great feeling of purity, kindness, charity, benevolence, all these good qualities by which you may be allowed, you may come to a decision that yes, I would like to have allegiance. But what we call the knowledge, the knowledge of God by becoming one with God, to live in God, the way in which we understand living in God, they may use the word living in God, but their understanding is different. Declaration of allegiance to God is itself living in God. And to continue to have this allegiance to God is itself living in God. So that is the fourth alternative. But if there is an evolution of consciousness, in an evolutionary body, and a soul inhabiting the body, a real and conscious individual, then it is evident that it is a progressive experience of that soul in nature which takes the form of this evolution of consciousness. Rebirth is self-evidently a necessary part, the sole possible machinery of such an evolution. Because you cannot evolve the possibilities of consciousness only in one brief life. If it was possible in one brief life, then there is no need of rebirth. But since in one brief life, the purpose of evolution could not be accomplished, and since the purpose of the real individual soul is the evolution of consciousness in the body, then once this body is over, you have got to take a birth in another body. So rebirth then becomes a necessity.
That's
right. But this is the basis that if rebirth has to be a necessary conclusion of any data, then these are to be the data. Namely, there must be an evolutionary process of nature. This body itself be a product of evolution. The soul is not a temporary formation, not an illusory formation, not merely a persistent formation, but a real form, real reality, real entity. And its purpose must be evolution of consciousness in the evolutionary body. If this is the purpose, then since in one body this purpose cannot be fulfilled, it can be fulfilled only by one other process, namely rebirth. Then rebirth becomes a necessity. Alright, so this is all that Sri Aurobindo shows by all alternatives, that these data and all these are the alternatives which are all the alternatives available. Comprehensive data. It is as necessary as birth itself. For without it, birth would be an initial step without a sequel, the starting of a journey without its further steps and arrival. It is rebirth that gives to the birth of an incomplete being in a body its promise of completeness and its spiritual significance. Right? Now this is where this chapter starts actually, you might say. So we come back to the first paragraph of this chapter, which is in our, it's under our study. Our first conclusion on the subject of reincarnation has been that the rebirth of the soul in successive terrestrial bodies is an inevitable consequence of the original significance and process of the manifestation in earth nature. But this conclusion leads to further problems and further results which it is necessary to elucidate.